Hello. Before I go to bed, I don't know, I'm very tired, so it might be just, you know, my tiredness talking. My dog is trying to. She is trying to dig through the carpet. What? What are you doing? What is that? You weirdo. Okay. I'm kind of not annoyed, but it's kind of just a little, you know, kind of, it's really annoying. I'm probably annoyed. That's probably what it is, but, okay, I'm just gonna get to it. to preface this, this may seem a little selfish of me to really think this way, but here it goes. I consider my best friend to be my cousin, and, it's really obvious if you know me in person at all, you'll know that, me and my cousin are very close, ever since we were kids. So, from, you know, grade school up until she had to leave for college, we would, you know, do everything together. She is basically my sister because she's always here, she was always here, you know, over at my house, just hanging out, and my parents are so used to it, and it's just like a thing that everybody is just understands that we're just really close. About 4 years ago, she left for college, and she left to go to school in like 7 hours away, so drive. And so she would only come home every now and then, and whenever she would come home, like, you know, we'll go back to normal, you know, and just spend the time that we have together. Okay, fast forward about 3 years, she got a boyfriend, and she's had boyfriends before, and they were nothing, you know, serious, but this one seemed to be, you know, more serious because he is here at home while she goes to school 7 hours away. And at first I was thinking, I don't know how that would be, but, you know, it takes two to have a long distance relationship, and if the two sides are in it, then, you know, there's nothing really to worry about. So they've been together for about two years? Yeah, going on 2 years, so a year and a half. And, I don't know, throughout the whole process, not process, but throughout, like, their relationship, I've noticed a lot of differences in our friendship, slash relationship. Like, of course, I can't just, you know, call her up and be like, hey, can you come over? I'm kind of bored, because I'd have to think, oh, she'd probably rather hang out with her boyfriend, or, she would already be at my house, and then, she would, like, leave, because she's gonna go see her boyfriend, and then I'm just at home, or, you know, just little things, like, I feel I'm selfish because I can't share my best friend. I don't want to share her, but, you know, I feel like I would understand if I was in her place. But it's just one of those things. I'm just like, it was easier when it was just you and me against the world. And now it's you, me, and your boyfriend. But, see, I'm sounding so, selfish, but I'm kind of getting emotional over it because, I don't know, it's different. There's just like another thing there, and there's something, it's something that I have to consider every time I want to see her. And she's actually graduating very soon, so she's going to be here, living here for forever now. So she'll be back for a long amount of time, for a longer amount of time than, you know, coming home for Christmas or Thanksgiving or little holidays like that. And yeah, I mean, I understand where she is coming from. She doesn't see her boyfriend very much. And yeah, so I'm trying to, convince myself that I'm being crazy, but sometimes it's just really, it's a downer because that's really my best friend and the only person in the world who really, like, I feel very comfortable with. I can do anything. I would do anything with or for, and I'm getting all choked up. And yeah, I don't know. I'm probably just too tired to even be a normal person. But I don't know. I hope you understand where I'm coming from when I say this. Because I do feel selfish, but then again, I can't really fight it. Like, for example, a lot of the family are making the trip to, you know, where her school for her graduation. And, I remember, sorry, I remember like 2 months ago, she was saying, oh yeah, you could stay at my place, because I need you to help me, you know, pack and everything. And I'm like, okay. And then I remembered, okay, well, where is her boyfriend gonna stay? So I asked her, and then he's staying there too. And then, I was just like, oh, I don't know. There's like a fine line. I mean, I don't mind him. He's nice. He could be, you know, he could be the worst guy in the world and it could be a lot worse, but he's actually pretty good. It's just, sometimes I just want to hang out with my best friend and that's it. But maybe things will, you know, calm down once she's here. Hopefully. And yeah, I'm so like naive probably because I don't have a boyfriend, so I don't know how it feels to, you know, want to spend all my time with him. And, you know, my priorities. But, yeah, that's just a thing. But I don't want to fall asleep on that note, but, you know, I guess, yeah, it could be worse. So, coming back full circle, I'm just gonna end it at that rant and stop being such a freaking selfish bitch. Yeah, let me know if you feel the same way about someone else or whatever. At first I thought it was like jealousy. I'm like, okay, well, she has a boyfriend and I am not very close to having one. Or it could have been, you know, I'm not needy, but I'm, what is it? Like I said, I don't want to share, you know, if I want to hang out with, her, I don't want to have to, sorry, I'm logging into something and I can't talk and write this at the same time. So, 1 second. Okay. I don't know. I keep saying I don't know, but I do know. I know that this is a bad thing that I'm feeling. And I need to calm my shit. I don't know why I keep having... I've been talking in this accent, like a southern accent. I'm not southern. I don't know why I keep talking in a southern accent, but sometimes I do when I'm, like, being weird, like, or sarcastic. But I need to stop for the sake of everyone else, because I'm terrible at accents. And I should leave it to the actual people who have those accents. But thanks for listening to my rant. You don't have to respond. I just needed somewhere to let it all out. But okay, I'm gonna go. I'll stop being bad now, because this feeling is terrible. And, okay. You're probably like, this chick, I'm so done with her. She is a mess, so I'm gonna leave it at that and let you ponder on that. Okay. Talk to you soon. Let me know what you want to hear from me, and I will do that for you. Okay, I'll go. Goodbye.